Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, positive Friday.
Liquor and whores. Positive.
All right, so mine's a twofer. I'm going to make the first one quick and the second one's good. So the first one was actually on Wednesday. I played chicken with a crow. And normally when I do that, because, you know, they're stubborn, normally they end up just getting out of the way. But this one, for some reason, did not. And I drive a Duramax diesel, and crow versus truck equals splat.
Yeah.
The funny part about this is that I was driving, and then all of a sudden I just hear a bink. I could hear its noggin just splat right off the bottom of my my front bumper, and then in my rear view I just see this giant fluff of feathers.
Oh yeah.
Man. Yeah. And the first one was when I was stationed in North Carolina, and I was on my way to a range because I was with the Marines at the time, and early morning, and a deer, you know, crosses the road in front of the in front of me, and I did not have enough time to stop, so I just went, you know, Jeep versus deer, and the deer ends up underneath my Jeep, front tires go over it, and I felt the bump. And then it was about 50 yards later that finally my rear end goes bump. And then I look in the rear view, and there's just this long, long streak of red and a contorted deer carcass. So, yeah, I drugged that thing for about 50 yards before my rear differential finally popped over the body.
Yeah.
Now, do you get out of your vehicle and drag the deer out of the road, or you just leave it there?
No, I was running a little bit late, actually. so there was no stopping for that. And, I mean, quite honestly, roadkill in North Carolina is a dime a dozen.
Yeah, sure.
The funny part is later on, we had another logistics truck show up. And they were, you know, I'm standing there with everybody, and they're like, "Dude, you see that splattered deer?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that was me, actually." And they're like, "Doc, you freaking murked that deer?" I was like, "Oh yeah, dude, there was no chance, no chance."
Man, oh man, so,
good times. Yeah, really. Did that? Were the crows in your neighborhood?
No, I was coming from a job site in Bainbridge Island.
That's good.
So I guess they're used to, you know, people on Bainbridge stopping for them. But, you know, hey, it's 3 o'clock. It's time to punch out. I'm going home.
No. I hear you. I worry so much because crows have great memories, and there's always a bunch.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But, like, the other day I was driving out of my complex, and there was one sitting there, and he wouldn't move. So finally I just stopped and, like, opened the door and kind of was like, "Come on, dude."
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to run you over. So there was, like, two other ones on the perch. And I was like, if I run this dude over, like, they're not going to let me.
They're going to take you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I have to do that with the dog, man. And the dog's gotten better now that she's not a puppy. But I'm like, do not growl, bark at, or chase these freaking crows, man. Because right. I know them, they know me, and the thing, I will take the brunt of it. So she's pretty good with them now, but they still have that look on her face like, I wish a dog would.
Well, remember, she used to work here, right? Leah, right?
Yeah.
World's oldest, youngest grandma.
Yeah.
But somehow, wow. I don't know. Well, that was just a joke because she always like had Tupperware containers full of food and stuff.
She took a 6-pack of light beer to the Gorge for a weekend and got hammered with her friends. One 6-pack. Mm-hmm. That's who she is.
She was walking to work. I don't know if the crows missed. Anyhow, these crows like kind of dive bombed her once, but I think it was happening to her like every day.
If they do it, well, they're coming after. So
yeah, and I can't imagine what she of all people would have done to these
Absolutely
crows.
Not.
I do. She put tuna casserole in the microwave.
Yeah, that was the worst you could say about that person.
Yes.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm calling. It was actually my daughter, or about, 8 years ago. She had just gotten off of work, called me, said she was heading over to her friend's house. And about 20 minutes later, she calls, and it sounded like she was laughing, and said, "Mom, I hit a horse."
Oh.
What? And then realized she was actually being hysterical. So what had happened was she was heading to her friend's house, and they live kind of out in like dark road area. And the horse had gotten through the fence, and she came over, like crested over a hill, and the horse came running out, and she was doing 45 miles an hour on the road in a little 95 Honda Civic, and that horse came through the windshield, flipped over the back of the car. My daughter doesn't really remember a whole lot. Her car ended up off the road, right in front of a telephone pole, but she came out unscathed, and the horse did not make it.
Yeah, I bet. Well, she's lucky. Yeah. She's lucky that that thing didn't go straight through the windshield.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd been luckier if she didn't hit it.
Yeah. But it tried to, but the windshield actually kind of made a little bubble around her. But there was, I mean, that car was totaled. The horse, there was horse hair, horse meat all over.
So Civic can beat a Mustang.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
The scariest, well, I mean, obviously we took her to the hospital and stuff like that, and she was fine. She's taking her sweatshirt off. She had glass all up in her clothes and stuff like that. But one of the worst things, and the sound, when they were ripping the horse, or not ripping, but they were pulling the horse off the road, it was like October, so you can just see the steam coming out from the inside.
Oh, God.
And the hooves. The sound of the hooves being dragged. Oh, my God, it was horrific.
That sounds
steamy, dead horse being dragged off of a road. Yeah.
All the animals to hit, you know, that's...
Yeah, absolutely. So, but everything worked out, but yeah, that was...
I mean, not for the horse.
Well, I know, but I'm still...
The horse is telling a different story.
You know, when you get up close to a horse, obviously the bison are the biggest, you know, animal in North America, wild animal. But as far as just a domesticated big animal,
it's a big-ass animal.
I mean, other than a moose, you know, or a grizzly bear, I mean, what can you hit that is that big and weighs that much? Yeah, I mean, elk is not going to be that big.
I mean, I've driven through the Oregon Outback. They have open range. You got to be careful not to run into a steer, like a cow.
Yeah, I guess you could hit a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-RUN.
I wonder if her daughter can even watch the Derby.
Brings my terrible memories. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Every time a horse goes down.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hola.
Well, I was driving home from Winthrop one evening. We were planning on stopping at the top of the pass to look at the stars in the middle of the night on the late night drive home. And I was leaving town and ran over some little black bump that I didn't even think about until we got up to the top. And we thought, oh, God, this stinks. There's some skunk outside there somewhere. And so we moved the Jeep around to another spot in the parking lot, hoping to get away from it, and realized that that little thing that I ran over was a black and white speed bump.
So you hit the skunk.
And we had that scent all over the Jeep. We dug through the glove box and pulled out some incense and got that burning in the Jeep to try and kill the smell. And we couldn't roll the windows down or do anything on the rest of the drive home.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. It's just going to smell like incense and skunk. I mean, right? I mean, the thing about skunks, man, that once that stinks on you, it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's awful.
They sprayed our house once, and it was about a week before we could actually go back to the house just to deal with the stink. The stink was still there, just wasn't as pungent, but it was outside.
That's one of my most memorable things about road trips, just the smell of a skunk and how long it lasted.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say, like, whenever you're driving through those areas, like, you could tell when you just drive by a skunk.
Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never any doubt about it.
Still to come, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC on the way at 4:35. We got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.